We are on a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, to our listeners who celebrated, I hope everyone had a nice Easter yesterday.
Well, that's right, David. You know, we're back again. It's Monday morning, and it was a lovely weekend, and we had a good time. So, David, we see that Bernie Sanders has collected a tremendous number of victories, three major victories out in the West Coast, and it does appear that his momentum has increased. Now, by itself, we are told by the journalists, including the New York Times, that it is not likely that Bernie Sanders can catch up. He says there is a pathway to victory. Well, there would be, but it would mean that he would have to have tremendous victories in California and in New York, where the delegates are awarded proportionally, meaning you get your share of delegates based on how well you did. It's not winner-take-all like in some of the Republican primaries. So you better believe that unless New Yorkers are willing to forego what they have told their pollsters, which is that Hillary is way ahead, that Hillary is in a good spot. Nevertheless, these victories in these Western states do show that there is a sizable number of people in the Democratic Party who really believe that Bernie Sanders is just right and they want to vote for him. So they don't call it the left goes for nothing. On the other hand, let's see what happens when we come closer in places like New York.
On the Republican side, the morning political shows, Trump and Cruz fighting over Trump's attack and a counterattack by Cruz on each other's wives.
David, this is interesting. The Times had a fascinating article about Republicans who don't like Cruz. I mean, this is a guy who made his mark in the Senate by attacking people like Mitch McConnell, who he called a liar. We haven't heard much from Mr. McConnell about Cruz. So these Republicans are between a rock and a hard place. They don't want Trump, but they certainly don't love Cruz either. And they've had to swallow their pride and say so in order to endorse Cruz so that there would be a single candidate who would be oppositional to Trump. But Cruz is not a guy who has shown a lot of popularity within his own party, within the Senate. And so that can't be good if he ever got to the point where he was running in a general election.
Nuclear terror, Alan. We've talked about the idea of a dirty bomb getting around, and the Times is editorializing on this and basically saying, as terrorists seek further destruction, global nuclear powers must aggressively plug lingering security gaps.
David, I sometimes think that the Times editorial writers look at my column in places like the Plattsburgh Republican and the Kingston Freeman and the Berkshire Eagle and say, I think I'll have some of this. Now, of course, that's ridiculous. But the fact is, I've written on this extensively. We've got Korea. We've got all of those nuclear devices that were under the old Soviets. And who knows where all of those are right now. And we have heard reports, perhaps anecdotal, perhaps not, that some have been unaccounted for. So could a madman who is willing to kill 60 children in Pakistan, could such a group grab a hold of a nuclear device if they could and explode it? You bet they would. And you bet that under the right circumstances, the Korean leaders would do the same thing. So I believe we are in a worse place from a nuclear perspective than we've ever been.
And speaking of terror, new suspects were arrested over the weekend, Alan, in the Paris and Brussels terrorist attacks. As memorials in Brussels to the victims of Tuesday's bombings were briefly overrun by hooligans.
Right, David. You know, it's fascinating. There is a possibility, of course, that we are torturing people. You know, all of a sudden we're getting information that we never had before and we're making arrests, or the authorities are making arrests and finding these folks. So how are they getting that material? Is there torture going on? Is there something that they say isn't torture that other people might think is torture? Do people have to stay in rooms with lights on all night long, shining in their eyes? We know about waterboarding, and we know that it's been a subject of great debate. So all of a sudden, we're able to find some of these people. And one can only wonder, why can we do it now when we couldn't do it before?